This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3476 for Monday the 29th of November 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Mutt Email Setup, and is part of the series, Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, My Humble Mutt Email Setup.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Archer72, and this is my mutt setup. It won't be as fancy as Klaatu's HPR 1358 on how to set up new PGP compliant encryption system, or as in depth as Frank Bell on HPR 1727, where he explained his basic mutt setup using procmail and quite a few other things that I don't have in my own setup. But this is what I have. I've been using mutt for a while, and I revamped my system a little bit with the color scheme because I had erased all of my emails into the trash. I recovered them, and I decided it was time to change the color scheme. I noticed the supporting mutt files needed attention too, so I just started from the beginning with muttrc. The very first thing I needed was two-factor authentication settings in my Gmail. And most email providers should have an option to have an app password for extra security. I previously made a key in order to encrypt the file that I called pass. And then you shred the pass file with shred tech UB pass, which uses a verbose mode and to show you how it's shredding it. From the man page, shred overwrites a file to hide its contents and optionally deletes it. U deallocates and removes the file after overwriting, and V is, like I said, verbose, and it shows the progress. This is where the first line in my muttrc comes in. It sources the GPG and TACD, which decrypts and passes it from the .mutt folder and pipes it into mutt. Now I'm ready to look at the color file. I source it from the .mutt. All these sources are going to be from the .mutt file folder, Sourcing is just pulling in data that mutt needs from another file. What got me in trouble before is that I mistakenly tagged the entirety of my inbox, and I couldn't tell the difference because my eyes are getting a little worse. I couldn't tell the difference between the plus sign next to the email and the asterisk, which shows it. Tagged email. So now I have a custom line in the color file that turns the tagged email to a gray with a yellow font. My example of what tagged versus untagged emails look like, I use the feature of limiting the who the emails are from by L for limit, and then you use tilde and F for from, and then for my example I use micro center. And you can see the untagged, untouched emails are in cyan color. Now, if I don't want to delete everything that I've tagged in this view, I hit semicolon and D, and it'll ask for a confirmation. Or semicolon, and if I want to save it to something like a, if these were newsletters instead, I would hit semicolon S. And I have save hooks set up in a different file that I have sourced. And it includes options like tilde F for from and who it's from, and then the folder that I want to put it into. Some of the last few that I have under the newsletter heading are from the info@torproject.org, tilde F, which is from editor@eff.org, and tilde F contact@diodemag.com for Diode Magazines. It's an electronic magazine. And there's a longer one that I have under the recipes heading for anything that's from my wife that has subject recipe or the body that says recipe or casserole or bake, and it all gets put into a folder under her name. And of course, saying recipes. The next file I use is the aliases file, so I can access frequently used contacts. There are two ways to go about adding aliases. One, when you're over the email that somebody has sent you and you want to add it, just press A, and that'll give you options of what you need to do as far as what you want to name it, the given name, and that's optional, and then the email address, which will be filled in. Or you can do it by hand, alias space the given name of the alias you want, the person's given name if that's given, and you use the less than sign, the email address inside it, and the greater than sign. Now if I hit M for mail and I want to email Dave Morris, I can start typing DA and then tab. It'll have a list of everything that starts with DA, and it's the only Dave I know, so I hit enter and then put a subject line and start typing an email to him. Or when I was doing tags, I would type TA and then tab, and then it would fill in tags at hackerpublicradio.org. So now if I want to read email, I'll just hit enter into where it's highlighted, and if it's text, then I just read it, or if it's HTML email, I'm able to view that in the terminal by installing links. Lima, Yankee, November, X-ray. Now with the HTML email comes quite a few URLs, and so you can open these with a URL scan and just press capital U to open the URL dialog. Arrow down, or actually JK, use the JK keys to go up and down to the one you want, and then it should open it in the default browser. You also might want to open pictures that people send you, so I installed Fay, Foxtrot Echo Hotel, and they open up in a new window when you press enter on, when actually you hit B for view first, and then use the J and K keys to go down to where the picture is, and then it'll open up in a new window. The last email helper I use is for reading PDFs. It's Zathura. I had followed a link on the Arch Linux forum, and I thought I needed both Zathura MU PDF and Zathura PDF Poplar, but it turns out that I only needed MU PDF because PDF Poplar, at least in Fedora, is included with the Zathura program. The aforementioned HTML email, opening pictures, and PDF reader are located in a Mailcat file, which I don't know exactly what that is, but it was mentioned by Klaatu in a previous episode. This just in, between Dave Morris and the man page for Mailcap, found out that it's mail metamail capabilities. So I got to the end, almost, and I realized I forgot to say anything about the .mut slash Gmail, if that's what you're using, to be able to set the host name, IMAP user, password, which is from that encrypted file from my GPass, and the SMTP URL and SMTP password, which also equals the MyGPass in the GBG encrypted file, and then also the relevant to and from and the real name and the folder where you want to pull your email from. Now for more reading, there was a regex question posed by one of the other hosts, and I found one of the answers at Tech Republic, 10 helpful tips for MUT email client power users. And the other one was on using colors, and the URL is a little longer than I want to say, so I will leave that in the show notes. There is probably a lot that I missed, so feel free to record a follow-up show, or if you have any questions or comments, leave them on the HPR page or email me at ricemark20@gmail.com, or I'm on Mastodon and Matrix at Archer72 on Mastodon, and I'll leave that, and also at Archer72:matrix.org, and then the two rooms item, and I'll leave in the show notes. Until next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.